Rate the summer. Simple topic to start us off at hour two. It's Jason. Dan is here. We're streaming on YouTube. Hello to Jonathan and UGEL and everybody else hanging out in the chat room today. Rate the summer, 1 to 10. I asked Andy, who cuts my hair, if you want to see my new haircut. Good. It's so different. I walked in and Cook right away is like, man, you look amazing. Because Dan notices things like that. If I came in with my beard shaved, so back to the old TV news, Jason.
Yeah.
Would you notice?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, a haircut is not a dramatic difference.
No. I go every 5 weeks, so it's not like.
I go every 25 years.
I mean.
At least I haven't been in 25 years.
I don't think you would notice. That's okay.
I might.
You know, you have other strengths.
I don't judge people on the base of their appearance, Jason.
I feel like that is some amazing nonsense.
The soul, not so much how you look or whatever.
Like
you and Chad are going back and forth about your outfit. It never even occurred to me to look at
what I was wearing.
Yeah.
Today.
I mean, it's just you're doing what you're doing. It's all good.
Andy, now everybody rates the summer on a different sort of scale. There are different things. That's what makes this interesting. It's 651-461-9226. I want you to rate the summer because my rating is not very high. Not very high.
Rating this summer as, you know, in relation to other summers.
Correct.
Not like various seasons. It's not, you know, are you a summer person or a winter person?
It's this summer, summer 2025. 2025.
Yeah.
Up until July 22nd, where you at? 1 to 10, and tell me why, at 651-461-9226, because I was talking about this with Andy.
Yeah, who cuts your hair?
What I like to do is take control of the conversation, because when you're getting your hair cut, you know. If you leave it, well, you don't know.
I don't know.
But it's like the dentist. It's the same
thing. Well, except that you don't have, you know, three instruments in your mouth as they're asking you a question.
You don't know how he cuts my hair.
That's true. I don't.
Remember the Flowbee? Does anybody remember the Flowbee?
Remember the Flowbee, yes. I'm pretty sure that wasn't supposed to be inserted in your mouth. But okay.
No.
Look, you do you, man. Again, I'm not judging.
One of my best friends growing up, Eric Palm.
Had the Flowbee?
Yes.
Oh, my.
And he Flowbee'd himself. It did not turn out well for anybody involved. Although,
usually doesn't.
Here I am 35 years later on the radio making fun of Eric for his jacked up
Flowbee'd
hair. Andy rated this summer pretty high.
Really?
So Andy said that he's in a new house to him that isn't falling apart. So he's spent his summer doing projects that he's wanted to do, not things that he's felt like he had to do. And so he's also spent like more time kind of hanging with the neighbors in his new neighborhood. And so he gave it a 7. And I thought, how interesting.
Yeah.
His ranking of the summer was independent from the weather.
The weather itself.
The world, whatever. Mm. Just straight. Like, things were good for him. Now, Trent Olson on YouTube, 4. Gives it a 4.
That was the number I had in my head. Did Trent leave an explanation? No, he just hit the 4. I would give it a 4 because I think we've had too many rainy days, too many, like, blazing hot days.
Yeah.
Now, that's difficult to say when last week it was the most glorious summer weather of all time.
Well, 2 days. We had 2 days, right?
I mean, we had a run. We had 2 brilliant days, 2 absolute 10 days. But the whole week itself was decent. It really wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
It's been too damp this summer for me. Trying to get outside and do stuff, there hasn't been enough of those days where you're just like, this is why we live here.
For me, the weather is, and it's funny, as somebody who didn't used to care about the weather.
Yeah, but now you're over 50.
Now I care about the weather.
You care about that stuff, yeah.
And I'm home at night. Sure. Right? So I'm around the house a little bit more.
Sure.
I would maybe go 4 as well. That's kind of low. Jonathan on YouTube goes 4.
4 is, I mean, if average is 5, 4 is slightly below average.
Mm. So is I think 5 average? Is that how we're doing this?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I would say 5
Well, that's
is
just
the
median. That's the midpoint.
Right, which is, you know, average.
Well, I don't know. Like in school, 50% isn't a...
Right, well, you didn't say grade the summer. You said rank the summer.
All right, I'm going to 3 then.
Okay.
And
so you're seriously below average.
Yeah.
Or solidly below average, maybe a better way to say it.
I think so.
Hmm.
And I can't tell if it's because, like, I'm just disappointed with the weather. But it's here. This texter nails it. I would rate this summer at 3 out of 10. It's a 3-2-0 texter. It's been too rainy, too smoky. The mosquitoes are ginormous.
Oof, they are.
Plus, the Minnesota Twins have kind of sucked.
That's a solid explanation right there. I can't argue with anything that guy said or gal.
It is interesting. Like, when the ball club is playing well, nothing makes summer more fun because it's a vibe you get.
Yeah.
You're like, let's be outside. Let's go out. Let's do it. So Trent explains his 4. There have been very few average days. It's been kind of a low-quality summer for him. He's hopeful a short trip in August will help.
Sure.
So I do think, boy, average when it comes to temperature, there are certain things in life that set you up for disappointment.
Yes.
And I'm not sure there is anything greater in that regard than the average temperature.
Because it's very rarely the average temperature.
Yeah, and the science nerds are happy to explain, well, Jason, that's how we get to average. Just some days are really hot and some days... Well, why do we talk about average then? Because who cares? I want average. I want the average of 84 to be like, give me a bunch of 84s. Lay some 84s on me, you know? Too rainy. Too rainy. La Blaine on YouTube. More humid than I've ever felt. No wind at night. The good rainfall is a plus. So La Blaine is going at a 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it the amount of rain or is it the timing of the rain that really annoys us, right? Like if there's rain overnight, nobody cares about that, really, right? It's when it rains all day on a weekend, that's when you really get mad.
My landscape specialist at my house, Seth, the 20-year-old.
I was going to say, isn't that you?
This summer, all I've really had to do is weed.
Really? He's been on it? Good for him.
There is a strong motivation when you're 20 years old. You're going to college in New York City, and your parents do not fund your lifestyle in New York City.
Ah.
So,
okay. Now the picture is becoming clear.
Seth does get, I do pay Seth to mow the lawn. And so he mows that lawn once a week. He gets a little extra money if he trims. Doesn't usually trim. He's not that motivated. And he's been complaining that every mow has been wet. And I think that's correct.
Yeah.
It's been. Now, the nice thing about the rain, my water bill has been low for the lawn irrigation. Come for me now, liberals. I've got irrigation in my lawn. I like my lawn to look green. I do not apologize for it. Jonathan says, poor young Seth. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean... Seth's doing just fine.
He gets paid $25.
He's doing just fine.
Mowing the lawn takes, 40 minutes max?
Well, I mean, with your acreage.
Yeah, it's fair. The texture is exactly right. The Twins and Saints usually determine how good my summer has been. Yeah. But then another texter says the Twins haven't been good since the 80s, so I don't gauge anything by that.
That's not technically true.
Not true.
They won a World Series in the 90s. So
that's pushing it. It was 91.
91, that's in the
90s.
In the 90s. They've won division titles in the aughts. They've been good.
They have been good.
Not this year.
No. Keep the ratings coming in. Now, another texter says good fishing and good fam time. Great summer weather. It's a 10. I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. For me and my family, time has been very good this summer. Maybe I overly weight the weather. But I feel like it's either been scorching hot or it's been smoky or it's been rainy.
I think, you know, part of being a Minnesotan is overrating the weather or the influence of the weather on your season.
Maybe true.
Now, I say that because even the people that are given good grades or good marks to this summer are very likely those that like it hot and humid. There's those folks out there. I don't understand them, but they exist. And those folks are probably loving it.
Keep the text coming. 651-461-9226. Drive time. We'll be back in just a minute. Where I also want to talk about who has more fun dating, old people or young people. I made the mistake of watching Bachelor in Paradise last night, which had the Golden Bachelors and the Young Bachelors. We'll talk about that next on CCO. All right, Janice Shortle with that update, but wow. And the images, you know, when you have a transformer fire, it's very dramatic. And this is, you know, Carol Evan is right on Highway 55 in Golden Valley. And, you know, these transformers and satellites are sort of by the parking lot outside the building. But for it to be 4:30 and still nothing on television on that channel, pretty wild. So we'll keep you up to date as we learn more from CARE.
Probably reduces CARE 11's ranking of the summer.
Yeah, they're down.
Took it down a notch.
Well, they were an 11, as always, you know.
Of course they were.
That's how they do it. But, oh, scary. Scary stuff there for sure. Yeah, people watching on YouTube didn't get the audio. That's sort of long story.
It's a computer thing.
It's because I was playing it from my computer, and then it can't come.
It's the same computer that the YouTube stream pulls from. It's a long story, yeah. Can't do it.
I'll tell our production staff. Would you like to see the production staff? Everybody is working on it, and there's no one in here but me and Dan. That's it. It's like sort of a guerrilla podcast we're doing here, for sure. But I'll post the link in the chat for you guys so you can go check it out yourself. CARE 11, little transformer fire. So, quite a mess. The station evacuated. Everybody's okay. Donald Trump is probably going to somehow blame this on Obama.
You would think.
And then try to have a little distraction. All right. Before the break, we're talking a little bit about, we were ranking the summer, but I wanted to talk about dating.
Yes.
When you're older. Because watching The Bachelor, have you ever seen The Bachelor, Dan? This feels like something that you would never in your life want to.
I would rather bash my skull into the television than spend even 2 seconds watching The Bachelor.
So The Bachelor is one of these, like, here's a bunch of, the usual way the show works is you have one bachelor or bachelorette, and then they parade out a bunch of good-looking dudes or gals. And they're all young and hot, and that's that.
Ready for love.
Yeah, they're going to find their soulmate.
For sure.
In the most natural way imaginable. So in the summer, they do this Bachelor in Paradise, which is sort of similar to Love Island, if you're a Love Island.
This is going to shock you. I'm also unfamiliar. I mean, I know what it is, but I
feel like we should force you, you know, during work hours, because I can't make you do anything outside of work hours.
Absolutely not.
But maybe under the guise of a show meeting, I could just start playing television episodes of things that you would never want to watch. I don't know.
How do you think that would work?
I feel like you would leave the room about 12 seconds in if we got that.
Subtract about 11 seconds and yeah.
Insubordination. So the summer Bachelor in Paradise, they bring in an equal amount of like all stars from all the different seasons.
Okay.
People who are still seeking love. It didn't work out the first time.
But it can't work out for everybody.
You don't want to be a quitter.
No.
Get back in the game. Our own Leslie Fima, David Fima's ex-wife.
One of us.
One of us is one of the olds in The Bachelor in Paradise. They call them the Goldens because it's nicer. It's
nicer than saying the olds.
It's not
sure.
Nice to say
it
the
is.
Olds, but yeah. It's the old people. So you got the old people, and then you've got the young people. And I was struck by the fact that the old people were having exponentially more fun, more flirty, more silly, more entertaining, more risk-taking, less annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And the young people were awful, boring, just like nervous and sort of like overly anxious and concerned about stuff.
And so you want to extrapolate that data set to the larger society.
It does make me wonder.
As a whole.
It does make me wonder. If you are older.
I mean, it seems like a representative sample to me. So,
and in a very normal sort of scientifically valid way to compare them.
Go to the North Loop on a Saturday night. It's basically The Bachelor.
I mean, you're not wrong about that. Where do you go for the old people? The Golden. Where is the Golden Bachelor?
Minneapolis Club.
Is that where that's going on?
Sure.
I don't know.
You're the member there. You should
know. I'm just sitting at the bar. I didn't realize there was this drama.
Look around once in a while to Russia.
I keep my eyes on my wife.
Smart man.
I don't want to end up Bachelor in Paradise. Maybe there's like a freedom that comes with it, right? Where you're like, well, I already had love. All these people like were married and divorced. And you're like, you know what? Let's have some fun.
I mean, that's got to be it, right? That when you're young and you're looking at dating, you're looking at the rest of your life. I'm trying to find the person to spend the rest of when you're, you know, in your golden years, the rest of your life isn't all that long. So why not have fun with it?
Yeah. Yeah, why not? I don't know. It's kind of good.
It's just not as big a decision at that point, I wouldn't think.
I will say as a viewer, like, I'm glad that we get, like, and bear in mind, I'm old, right? I'm old.
We are, yes.
But, like, I would prefer to see young, hot people kind of hooking up if that's what we're watching. You know what I mean? Like, do you want to watch on TV, like, we were watching, it was me, Alyssa, and Seth. And Seth is like, why is a grandma on Bachelor in Paradise? And like, I'm all for everybody. I'm all for it. Like, we love the...
Yeah, but not everybody has to be on TV.
That's right. On TV, I would prefer to see the hot people hooking up. Not that the olds aren't hot in their own way, but that's just not for me. Not for me. See, you wondered how I would take this.
I was wondering where you were going to go.
And what is Jason's bottom line? I don't want to see old people making out on TV. That's it. Maybe that's where I should have started. Is that a segment for another day? Old people. Your thoughts.
Tune in Thursday afternoon to find out.
That'll be the whole segment. Old people, your thoughts. 651-461-9226. We're going to do Derusha Eats in just a minute. I want to talk about craft beer. Big developments in craft beer in the Twin Cities over the last couple months. Number of places have been closing down. What is going on? And what are you doing? Are you drinking less beer? Are you hanging out at tap rooms less? We'll talk about that with Mark Fry, who has been reporting on that today in just a minute here on Drive Time. And Derusha Eats is brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. Is craft beer over? I don't think it's over, but there is a shift going on out there. As news broke today, And yesterday, I think Mark Fry was the first to tell me about this yesterday, that Wild Mind Ales in South Minneapolis is the latest Twin Cities brewery to announce that it was closing. And I asked Mark, who spoke today with the head of the Minnesota Craft Brewers Guild, to join us to talk a little bit about craft beer, because also I know you love visiting craft breweries.
Very much so, yeah.
You're a beer guy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think beer people are a dying breed, but we've heard about it in, you know, over the last maybe year and a half as alcohol consumption is declining, whether it's liquor or beer. A lot of people opting for THC, which breweries have adopted. But you're right, Jason. It's just kind of every week we sort of wait for that next domino to fall when it comes to who's going to be closing, it seems like.
And in fairness, some of these, and I mean no disrespect to any of these individual brewers, but like right. You have sort of the stalwarts who have been around since sort of the beginning, the Liftbridges, the Fultons, the Surly, the Summit, Shells, you know, those guys, Fulton, those guys have the lion's share of the market. And I also think like quality, consistent, very high with that group. Then the spirit, then you have sort of that next lower, not necessarily lower, but like one level below, right?
Yeah.
Like who would you put in there? Like the maybe Lupulin, maybe Steel Toe.
Yeah, that's a good call. Steel Toe's a good one for sure. It's like they're right sort of on that edge. It's not like, I mean, for me, it's like Surly is the giant, it seems like, of yes. the beer industry. Or like you said as well, Shells is up there.
Shells is a giant. But like yeah. your Fair State, your
right,
Broken
exactly.
Clock. Some of those guys
Lake
in
Monster,
the yep. Lake Monster. And then you have some others that really, I think, have serviced as community centers.
Yeah. Lynn right. Lake Brewing pops to mind for me.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's a great example. Where it was a hangout. It was, to millennials, it was the equivalent of like what the Gen X coffee shop was. Like you sort
for
of,
sure.
it was
yeah.
that extra yep. place to hang out. So some of these places that closed, though, like Dangerous Man in Minneapolis, Chanhassen Brewing Company, Mankato Brewery, Burning Brothers in St. Paul, Loon's Landing in Savage, and then Finnegan's in Minneapolis closed their separate tap room. You can still drink Finnegan's. They brew it at Fulton. But and Alloy in Coon Rapids just announced 2 weeks ago they were closing.
Yeah, yep. So all of those, and it's I think the thing for Wild Mind Ales in South Minneapolis, and I've seen this on a lot of the comments from last night too, is just the location, A, wasn't good, and B, the parking. I think a lot of what gets people out and about too is parking. But as we were talking about earlier, Jason, there's been a shift in the gathering of people. And as you said, I was talking to Bob Galligan earlier today, and this is one of the things he kind of said that stood out to me in the interview I did with him.
There is a loneliness epidemic out there, and we want to make sure that people are getting out of their house. They are communicating with their neighbor, and at the end of the day, we want to make sure there's a bar stool for everyone, no matter what they consume.
Yeah, I think about that a lot because restaurants are struggling with some of these same issues. I'm sure that coffee shops are struggling with it too. The fact that COVID and the lockdowns, I never would have guessed that you would have this kind of lingering effect. But I think it did teach people that it is an option to not leave your house. Or it's an option, right?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, you have every service you can think of, streaming service. You can go to a liquor store, and let's not, you know, beat around the bush. Beer prices at breweries aren't cheap anymore. I mean, it's $8, $9 is pretty average. And then if you go to like a game or something, you're lucky to get under $20 for any type of sort of liquor, beer. So you're just right out the door. It's, looking to spend almost $40 on a timeout.
Have you found yourself sort of, I mean, do you experiment as much as maybe you used to? I remember a time that not that long ago where like I would drive all over the place like, oh, there's this new place that has this great IPA you got to go check out. And I would go check it out, or you would be trying sours or weird, interesting new things. In my old age, I've sort of settled into more of the Utapils style, like
right, yeah.
crisp, clear, ale, lager, beer. You know what I mean? Have you changed at all, or are you still like seeking out the new?
No, I'll seek out new stuff. And for me, it's really a lot about who is making the beer. You mentioned Ooda Pils. If they come out with something that's experimental, I know that a lot of thought has gone into that, and like they take a lot of pride in what they push out. So there's a 90% chance that it's going to be really good. Now, there are some breweries who I really trust that have tried things in recent months that weren't very good. But I think one of the things that has plagued a lot of those like lower tier breweries, and not to diminish them by any means, is like they didn't have an identity in terms of a beer that you were like, I need to go back and have that, because it just seemed like it was a rotating menu for a lot of different places. And if you don't have sort of that identity, it hurts you in the long run, because what keeps you coming back?
Yeah, is that was Bob Galligan, is he worried, or what is his sort of assessment of as to where things are? Because you still see all this excitement when the state fair releases the beer list.
Yeah.
I mean, lots of people are still drinking craft beer. It's just the question of, like, do we have too many of these? Or just the market is correcting? Or I don't know.
Yeah, so that's one of the things he pointed out, and I don't have the audio with me at the moment, but he said for 10 years or so, like, there was no bigger industry in Minnesota when it came to, like, hospitality than craft beer. And he said they're just kind of at cruise control right now, and when you're used to 10 years of just insane growth, when you don't have that for ever since COVID, essentially, you're going to have to make adjustments and pivot. And unfortunately, like we're seeing, whether it's Wild Mind, they haven't really said why they're closing as of yet. I don't think anyone's really been able to catch that answer as of yet. But I think it's really just a lot of adjustment. And I think they're optimistic, though, moving forward.
Yeah, we knew. I mean, often when you have massive growth, you have either too much growth or the market changes. I mean, no one would have guessed exactly where we're going. The truth, the way I look at it, is you think people only have limited time. And part of the fact that people are working remotely more or working in a hybrid way, you have fewer happy hours. You have fewer like work, like let's hang out after work. And for a long time, the tap room was the number one spot. Going away parties, birthday parties, I felt like I was always going to a tap room. And today, it doesn't seem to be as much in the cultural moment.
And one of the things he pointed out, too, in our conversation was just about the expansion of craft beer into restaurants. And it was maybe 10 years ago, you wouldn't see craft beer in a restaurant.
Point.
But like now you go to any sort of restaurant in the Twin Cities metro or even outside, you'll see whether it's Fulton or a local brewer, like anything sort of on tap. And I think that's been a huge expansion. I think they're pretty proud of that as well.
That's a really good point. Mark, this was really interesting. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Mark Fry in the newsroom. You'll hear from him in another 13 minutes or so. More work. Does Mark get now I got to buy him a beer, I think, for doing that. You're not getting any extra money in your paycheck, that's for sure. Drive time coming back in just a minute. That's DeRussia Eats. That's how we did that today. Thanks to the Minnesota Pork Board for their support. Ozzy Osbourne, your reaction to the news that Ozzy Osbourne has died. We'll tell you a way you can really connect with some of the old heavy metal Ozzy Osbourne music in just a minute here on Drive Time. He helped invent heavy metal. But I think a lot of us know him from the reality show, right? The Osbournes. He was an incredible success, a pioneer as well. Not just of heavy metal, of reality TV, of opening up his family. Lead singer Black Sabbath, and then 13 platinum albums as a solo artist. Can you talk about Ozzy Osbourne, who died today? Today he died at the age of 76. We know he's been treated for Parkinson's over the years. We know that that was exacerbated by his drug abuse. He gave a final concert this month in his hometown of Birmingham, England. Can you talk about Ozzy Osbourne without talking about the rat? Right?
The bat.
I'm talking about the bat.
Yeah.
He bit the head off a bat that was thrown on stage at Veterans Memorial in Des Moines, 1982. He thought it was a toy. And so thought that was going to be like, wouldn't that be a funny bit? He was treated for rabies at a hospital.
That's like, and that's a serious set of shots.
Oh, yeah. Now, he sold plush bats with detachable heads, which you saw. What else can you do?
I mean, that's some pretty amazing marketing right there.
This 17-year-old told reporters at the time that his younger brother brought the bat from home. He had kept it frozen for a couple of weeks after bringing it home from school.
Oh, boy.
The early 80s were weird times.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot of cocaine.
Well, I don't know. This kid was on.
You don't know.
Well.
That's my point.
82 in Des Moines? That is your allegation
as
to what
you
going to
do with all the corn?
I guess.
You know?
I guess. Odyssey, our parent company, has launched a stream on the app. So if you search Ozzy Osbourne on the Odyssey app, it'll take you to this a station they just launched, remembering Ozzy Osbourne. So that's kind of cool. We are always like, whenever a famous person dies, you know, it connects us to a point. It takes us to a moment in time. And so, R.I.P. to ASEAN.